y'all tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this terrific Tuesday, October 31st, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As usual in this slot, joining us on the line, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy. Happy Halloween.
Yes, sir. And I wanted to start by bringing to your attention and having a conversation with you. I've been talking about these two House bills, 4476, 4477. Just had Shane Trejo on talking about it, where they are proposing hate speech. Anybody who brings up or says anything, does anything, acts, any deeds against any type of quote-unquote institution could be subject to 10 years in prison plus fines for hate speech or acts, and it involves social media, electronic transmissions, postings on Facebook, etc., things I might say on this microphone, you might say on this microphone, and basically going after, I believe, Christine Geiger right there from the studio, the hair studio in Traverse City, as a follow-up to our conversation last week. What's your thoughts about these proposed bills they're going to pass in Lansing?
Well, so it's interesting that you bring this up. I mean, this is exactly what Christine from Studio 8 Hair Lab, the conversation at the time when she made those remarks on her social media page, were revolving around these two bills and exactly the ridiculousness, if you will, that is coming out of Lansing. You know, it's attack on free speech. It's as plainly as it can be put. And you see how quickly people want to try and implement such a thing to try and silence somebody's either right to religion or their right to free speech. And some, in this case, it's actually both with Christine. But with this leadership that's in Lansing right now, nothing surprises me. It absolutely does not. The fact that they're trying to weaponize speech in the way that they are doesn't surprise me whatsoever. The way that they're trying to criminalize speech really doesn't surprise me. And again, it's all up for interpretation. And that's my biggest problem with a lot of these things, including the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act and the new amendment that they passed earlier this year about gender identity or gender expression or whatever it is. Unfortunately, they haven't vetted those terms well enough for it to be adjudicated correctly. And we're going to see some more of that here pretty soon, actually.
Right. And I got two others texting into the show right now. Could you imagine if this bill was in effect back March of 2020 when Ian stood up to the governor and did not shut down, and the things that he posted on social media, the things he said in public, he could be facing prison time right now if these were in effect back then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've gone after Gretchen Whitmer, Dana Nessel. I mean, they're absolutely correct. I mean, I have quite the rap sheet on social media from being banned from various platforms, from things as silly as a Twisted Tea meme with Gretchen Whitmer saying, you know, say lockdown one more time.
Right.
That got me quite a hefty suspension. But I'll tell you, the interesting thing is, can they use such a suspension from a social media platform as evidence that my speech was hateful or my rhetoric was hateful or caused violence or could cause violence? These things are all up for interpretation. There is no baseline that has been established or really can be established, because freedom of speech, A, is so important, but B, has so many caveats to it. That's the most interesting aspect of it. And I think that's part of what these bills are designed to do, is to try and narrow that spectrum of free speech to basically what we like. And it's like trying to define the term fair.
Right.
Exactly. Everybody has a different definition of what fair is to them. And that's exactly what these two House bills around speech are trying to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you stay on through the break, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. We're speaking with Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Ian, you also have some breaking news that you want to share this morning.
Yeah, actually, it relates to Christine Geiger and Studio 8 Hair Lab LLC over there in Traverse City. I have sitting in front of me plaintiff's motion for immediate declaratory judgment from Studio 8 Hair Lab as the plaintiff suing the city of Traverse City and three individuals that filed Michigan Department of Civil Rights complaints against her.
So she's going a little bit on the offensive, you're saying.
She has decided to, what looks like by this document that I got a hold of,
mm-hmm.
she is suing the city for their non-discrimination ordinance to have that ruled basically as unconstitutional. She is also, let me get to the back page where she's looking for relief. Now, it's important to note that this is a declaratory judgment, right? For those that don't know, a declaratory judgment is really just asking the judge or a panel of judges to answer a question. And in this lawsuit, what she's asking for is declaratory relief that Studio 8's publications, her Facebook posts, do mm-hmm. not violate the Civil Rights Act and the amendment. Also saying that she did not violate the non-discrimination clause for Traverse City, which is honestly ridiculous. I've read it. Says right. things like gender. What does it say? Biological makeup actually is the words that used in that one. So it doesn't even say gender identity, gender expression. It says biological makeup. Randy, what the hell is that?
Right, exactly. And the thing of it is, if you look at the actual wording, when they say biological, they're referring to science. Well, if you look at the science, you're either a male or a female. You're right. You're not a cat. You're not a dog. You're not any other thing other than that. So they, even their own language in is basically contradictory to what their original intent was.
Yes, exactly. And that is exactly what this is pointing out. You're using Merriam-Webster's definition for sex and gender and all of these things. And this is where I'm saying the basis for language has already been set and has been universally known and used, especially in government and science, for a long time. Now it's trying to be rewritten and sort of cordoned in a way that can be used against people exactly like Christine. So what she is saying is these three individuals in Traverse City, in fact, are actually suppressing my right to free speech and my right to freedom of religion. So she is basically suing these three individuals for suppressing her free speech. That is what she is now doing with this case. And I'll tell you, it's kind of brilliant. Whether you agree with what Christine said or not, I have a feeling that the majority of your listeners probably agree with her and her stance. She stated in her Facebook post that this is my religion. I firmly believe that a man and a woman are the two genders. Those are the two sexes.
Yep.
I'm not going to disallow service to anybody that wishes to have a certain pronoun, but don't be upset if I merely say, hey, you, instead of your preferred pronoun. And
right.
also, if you identify as an animal or a pet in her case, you should go get a poodle's haircut somewhere else. And I will say this, and I've said it before, the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act now and in the future has zero protections for animals. There are no civil rights protections for pets, period, end of statement.
Right,
that's
exactly.
what this is actually saying, is that she did not discriminate on the basis of sex whatsoever. And it's actually pretty plain language, and it really targets Elliot Larson's civil rights as it sits today, not the amended version coming down the pipe in 90 days.
Yes, because that expansion, as you're referring to, hasn't taken effect yet because six Republican state senators didn't vote to give it immediate effect. They won't actually take effect until 90 days after they end this legislative session. So like you're saying, that expansion part of it hasn't even taken effect yet.
Correct. The other part of this lawsuit that will come out a little bit more as it gets discussed, exactly what Christine has been going through. But the Department of Civil Rights has been mailing her several questionnaires and are nearly forcing her to testify against herself. Interrogatories, they use the words such as compel in these letters that are being sent to her. Now, the other thing to look at is the Department of Civil Rights is woefully inept and behind on adjudicating their cases. 60% of cases take something like 9 months or longer. This is an audit that was done by the state itself saying we are way behind on Department of Civil Rights complaints. Somehow, these three cases have bubbled up to the top of the Department of Civil Rights in less than 90 days, honestly, in less than 60 days.
Sure.
So the question has to be asked, does somebody have their finger on the scale down there at the Department of Civil Rights trying to get this case to the front of the line? I would have to say yes.
Yeah, not only yes, but look at the timing with these two bills that were passed and going now up for a vote this week in the state Senate, already passed the House and now headed to the state Senate, and before the end of the legislative year could possibly go to the governor for signature. This is going to be very interesting, and seeing whether or not the senators give it immediate effect or not. So this I think the timing of all this is all being orchestrated, in my opinion.
I would have to agree with that. I tend to think that government is not very well organized from Jump Street, but I have a feeling that when they really want to do political things like this, they can get their stuff together. Go ahead.
What is the ramifications to other small businesses? And now, specifically, this has to do with a hair studio, and she posted about grooming people who, you know, identify as a cat or a dog. She was very specific in what she said. But is there any other far-reaching extrapolation, if you will, that these bills could be extended, for example, to your business, a restaurant there in downtown Gaylord?
Well, it's all about two things. It's about what qualifies as a class and what qualifies as an accommodation. And in Christine's case, it was actually a publication that she posted. So there's two parts of the Civil Rights Act. There's accommodation and there's the publication portion of it. You can't discriminate in a publication. You can't discriminate by not having handicapped bathrooms, or saying, I'm sorry, you're a black woman, I'm not going to cut your hair. That clearly is discrimination. Or, I'm sorry, you're Muslim, I'm not going to cut your hair. That clearly is a protected class.
Sure.
What the legislation moving forward is trying to gender identity as a protected class. And the problem is gender identity doesn't have a baseline definition. That's the biggest issue. And I suppose that somebody could come into the Iron Pig and attempt to do something similar. But the thing is, Christine never once denied accommodation or service to anybody by merely speaking these words. She never says that she's going to deny any service to somebody that identifies as non-binary, which, by the way, two of these defendants do identify as non-binary. One is a man that identifies as a woman. She never once said anything about the basis of sex and denying service. She said, if you identify as an animal and want a poodle haircut, sorry, Fifi and Fido, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
Got it.
Specifically, she knew what she was doing when she said this. Again, I'm not asking you to agree or disagree. To me, and where I sit, it's about a huge government bureaucracy agency that is coming down and compelling her to testify against herself.
Yeah.
And
forget the Fifth Amendment.
They are completely denying her right to freedom of speech and her right to religion. So it seems that in this case, the Department of Civil Rights seems to care more about the sex and gender identity portion, which isn't in effect yet, of the civil rights than religion.
Yeah. First Amendment rights.
Yes. Exactly.
Unbelievable. Yes. Well, let's get an update on your case, because I know that you guys have been monitoring other cases. You also have a situation where you are going to try to get this applicable to the Northwest Health Department or the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Update the folks on that, and where does that case stand?
Interestingly enough, there has been virtually no movement on this whatsoever, and I suspect for a reason. A, it is a younger gentleman as the attorney for Northwest Michigan, whatever they're called. And I suspect they do not know what to do with this. They have answered our brief and basically just said, we neither accept nor deny, you know, statement number 24. And they're
right. Boilerplate response.
But exactly. Boilerplate response. So we're sitting in a time frame right now where what we're actually thinking about doing is filing a motion to compel them for interrogatories and for briefing back and forth.
Depositions would be very helpful, I think.
Yeah, essentially that's what we want to compel them to get the process going, because they're obviously sitting on it. And again, I think it's because they just don't know what to do. But pretty soon we're gonna compel them, since they like to use that word, we're going to compel them to get in the fight here and try and defend the Northwest Michigan Health Board, more specifically the health department here.
Sure.
But I tell you, they're in trouble, and I think they're scrambling around trying to figure out how they're going to defend this.
Yeah, because I thought it was interesting. I saw in the filings that they at least answered, which they are statutorily obligated to do.
Yes.
But it was all boilerplate. We don't, you know, admit or deny anything you're saying. So basically, you're going to have to kind of kick them in the butt to get the case moving?
They had at one point threatened to file a motion for recusal of Judge Hunter. They have never done that. And again, by court rule, it has to go back to Judge Hunter. And so many liberals and folks favoring the health department seem to think that that is actually it favors us. But by court rule, it has to go back to Judge Hunter to not allow what's called judge shopping, which is precisely what the health department wants to do.
Sure.
So they never did file that, which I do find kind of interesting. They would have had a very, very hard time having Judge Hunter ruling on his own recusal.
Right. Yeah, because if anything, that would really tick him off.
The other thing that they did ask for was basically a stay on this case until the T&V Associates case, which is going to the Michigan Supreme Court. I have not heard much on that yet. They have asked if we would be willing to stay this until that gets adjudicated. And I find that very funny, because do you think that if I were requesting such a stay that the state would grant that to me?
Right.
Absolutely not.
Never, 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 never. Absolutely. Well, I want to talk about the restaurant and the fall colors. A lot of people have been up in the area and have been stopping in. I know a couple of my listeners said texted me, and they said, hey, we're over here at the Iron Pig and enjoying the food. Thank you. We've never been here before. One thing I think is pretty interesting heading into the fall in the tourism that we're experiencing, hours of operation and what you're doing for breakfasts. I had people ask about breakfast as well.
So right now we're keeping our hours the same. We're still open 7 days a week. We've always been open 7 days. The majority of the time we're open from 11 a.m. to about 10 p.m. So right now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays, we're doing breakfast from 9 till noon. That's all scratch breakfast, separate menu. Lunch does begin at 11 o'clock. We are doing takeout, delivery for breakfast and everything. The weekends, we do keep the kitchen open a little bit longer till about 10 o'clock on the weekends. The bar stays open till about 11. But usually our hours are about 11 to 10 o'clock, and then we do the 4 days of breakfast. And breakfast has been going fantastic. It looks so good, and it's a delicious, yummy breakfast.
Yes, absolutely. So get on over to the Iron Pig, and when you're there, make sure you tell them Trucker Randy sent you. And we appreciate you so much fighting the good fight, following up with Christine, and letting us know about that, being on the offensive. I really like that tactic, and I think you agree with it as well.
Yeah, she did a pretty good job of kind of keeping it under wraps, and I'm surprised, you know, she filed this last Wednesday, and I'm surprised that nobody has leaked it or talked about it, that, you know, this, quote, crazy lady.
Yep.
This bigot from Traverse City is suing these three people and the city of Traverse City. So it's an interesting take. And I will say the reason why I do know a bit about this case is because she does have the illustrious David Delaney for her representation.
Your attorney as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, man. All right, stay in touch.
All right, bye-bye.
Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.